Good morning.
So we're holding here. Look what the answer is. So it says the Eitzos, the advice of Tzadikei Emes and the Talmid, are the real Tzadikim, the true Tzadikim, and their students, is the aspect of Tikkun HaBris, of fixing up the bris. And the opposite is also true. The advice of people who go against the Tzadik is the aspect of damaging the bris. Because the advice that we get from people is the aspect of getting like the drops from their minds. Therefore, one who damages bris has to be very careful from the advice from the people who go against the tzaddik, who argue on the truth, so that they don't lose their entire world in a second. Chas v'shalom. Hey, Ikar Ani of Tali Be'einayim. This main test of the desire for woman is dependent on the eyes. That's the main test. That's where it lies. That's the way the main test is. Mitzvah tzitzis yishmiros. The mitzvah of tzitzis is the protection. It can protect the person who wearing tzitzis. And through wearing the tzitzis also, a person gets saved from these evil advice that we spoke about earlier. And then he can merit to get the right eitzes, the true eitzes from the true tzaddik. Therefore, we have to be very, very careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis. But we should have in mind when we put on our tzitzis, we put on our talis, that we should be zaycho, we should merit through this mitzvah to shmiras habris and to good eitzos, and be zaycho to emunah and Eretz Yisrael and bringing the geula and tefillah and nisim and all types of miracles in the world and parnasa, because the main parnasa is dependent on fixing the bris, that a person could understand whatever they learn. And her whole, understand all the chachmah is just like a shulchan aruch. Soon we will learn shulchan aruch. Like a set table, everything will be clear to him. So we're supposed to have all these things in mind before we put on our talis. It's tzitzis. At least we can have some of them in mind. When I have a mind to come close to our tzaddik, I have a mind to get emuna, and to Yisrael, and to Ula, Harnasa. So now, Baruch Hashem, we have to learn some Chafetz Chaim. So Chafetz Chaim asks the famous question. He says, what was so great about Avraham Avinu that he did Akedas Yitzchak? Right? So let's say Hashem would come over to you, right, and tell you to do something. You would listen, right? Hashem came over to you and tell you to slaughter your son. Hashem told you. But you want to listen? Would you listen? Right? Hashem himself came over to you. Right? So the Rambam says that it wasn't that he did it. The whole test was the way he did it. Hashem knew if Hashem said, I tell him to slaughter his son, he's going to do it. I'm telling him, of course he's going to do it. But the question is, how much love are you going to do? You do it because you're upset, or I have to do it because Hashem, I'm forced to do it? Hashem told me I have to do it? Or I'm happy to serve Hashem? Even if it's hard, I'm happy because this is the service of Hashem. And Avraham Avinu, he passed the test. He did it out of loving Hashem. What's the proof? You see, Avraham got up early in the morning. He wasn't depressed. If you want to push something off, you don't get up early in the morning to do it. It says, V'yashkem Avraham Abayk, he got up early in the morning. And he saddled his own donkey. And he went through many tests and he kept on trying. He could have said a lot of times, I can't do it. You know, the Medrash says, right, that all of a sudden the Satan made a river he couldn't cross. He went up to his neck in the river until it split. Right? There are many nisim that happened in the Sahara. The Satan tried to stop him from doing that Akedah. And all along the way, he could have said, oh, minus. I can't do it. I'm forced. I can't do it. I tried and I can't do it. That's if you're forced to do something. You're forced to do it. You don't really want to do it. You look for the excuses, the ways out. He didn't want to look for any excuses. He was going no matter what. He's going to do that Akedah. Right, the Pasuk says he screamed, Hashem save me, because the water came to my nefesh. Then the sea just went away, disappeared. He said, Hashem kibo'o mayim ad nefesh, the sun, the water is coming to my soul, meaning I'm going to die. Save me. He just went in, he said, Hashem, I'm going to die if you don't do something with the water. I'm going to die. So Hashem took away the whole river. The Medrash. There are other things also on the way, they started trying to stop him. Thank you.
also use the Lumen Sada Shekhinah on the mountain. Ishmael and his sister did see it. He's only able to see the Shekhinah. Is it not Moriah? Were you checking? Looked up on the mountain. So,
yeah. Let's say Hashem will tell Avraham Avinu, you know what? You were planning on sending your son to work. Instead of sending him to work, help him learn Torah. Avraham Avinu would have for sure done it, right? Keep my son alive. You tell me to teach Torah, right? He's saying, us, we know how much we have to believe in Hashem. And we always remember this chus of Avraham Avinu. So we have to remember the mysterious nefesh of Avraham Avinu for his son. Right? Avraham Avinu is ready to kill his own son in order to do the rasa in Hashem. So we also have to give our children the Torah, even though it looks like mysterious nefesh, even though it looks like it might be hard for them. We're giving for Hashem, this is what Hashem wants. So just like Avraham Avinu, we always remember Avraham Avinu, why he did Akedah Tzitzchak, it was amazing, he did it out of love for Hashem, even though it was hard for him. So we also, even if it's hard, the Torah tries to convince us to have mercy on our children, that they need to work, and they'll have parnasa, don't let them learn, to go to college, and get the degrees, and to get big things in order to make a living. So that's not Rahmanis, that's Achzar, it's being cruel. But at least a person's child could learn, let them learn Torah. Right? They say, we have to learn from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu would have gladly, for sure would have passed the test, to tell them, don't send your son to college, send him to sit and learn Torah. Avraham Avinu for sure would have done that. Right? So we always remember, oh, Avraham Avinu did our kids. It seems like he sacrificed his son. Us also is a sacrifice. We have to learn from Avraham Avinu. We're not mama sacrificing and killing them. Learn from Avraham Avinu to be a Meister Nefesh to try to help make our children to be Zeicha to learn Torah. Now we continue in the halacha. We're in Shulchan Aruch. We're in Hilchos Yom Tov. It's a tough tzaddik test. We're at four. Tough tzaddik test. 498. Whereas halacha yurchas, so on your pages, so page after 220. Halacha yurchas. Definitely pass on Shafif. Maybe the fourth page, huh? The fourth page. These packets. So halacha yurchas, the top one. Koi. Let's say you have a koi. Right. Which over here the Ramah happens to bring in the parentheses, there was a definition of a koi. He says, Pirush, Briya should know the Mitai should speak. It's a creation that comes from a gazelle and a goat. Mm-hmm. And the Peshmerga says he's getting one pshah. Really, in general, we hold like the Sharatiyah, so we hold it in general, it's a certain animal that's its own species, not a chayar behema. But there's one sheet that it's a question, it's from a crossbreed between a gazelle and a goat. Fine, or whatever this is exactly. The point is, with the bottom line, we don't know if it's really a chai or a behemoth. We don't know if the fats are us or if needs kisi adah. What's the halacha? What are Gemara saying? Ain shechten esay b'yamtuf. We don't shechten on yamtuf. Like we'll see soon why. You're not allowed to shechta on Yom Tov this type of animal. Even though on Yom Tov you're allowed to shechta animals to make your barbecue. Okay, you're not allowed to shechta. However, im shechta, even if you already shechted it, still in mechas in his stomach. We still don't let you cover the blood. Why? And afilu yishla avar mucha. Even if you have dirt that's prepared, so you have no issue of muksa, the dirt's not muksa, you still can't cover its blood. Why? Because Shaharaya, one who sees it, what's he going to say? Yemer, what's he going to say? Vadai chayu. It's certainly a chayu. The one who sees it is going to say that it's certainly a chayu. So the one who sees it is going to say it's certainly a chayu. The imlaikin, because if not so, what?
Sees what?
One who sees you covering the blood is going to think, why are you covering it? Must be a chayu. Now, why is he going to assume that? Deim like it, if not. So if it's not really a chayim, deim like it, loyim matrichin, their chachamim would have not made you bother, l'chasa is dama b'yamtav, to cover his blood on yamtav. So yeah, what's he going to come? He's going to come l'hatir chelba to remit the fats. come to permit the fast. Which means, what are we saying here? Someone who sees you doing kisya, someone who sees you do kisya adam on your chai, what's he going to think? Someone sees you do kisya adam on your chai, what's he going to think?
It's not a behemoth.
It's a chai. And therefore, he's going to come to eat the fats, because we know the fats are only usher on a behemoth, not on a chai. So therefore, don't shecht it. So why don't we want to why don't we want you to shecht your chai on your koi on Yom Tov? What's the problem? Because someone is going to, we don't want you to shecht it. Why? Because we don't want you doing, because we don't let you do kisya adam. Why don't we let you do kisya adam? Because if you do kisya adam, someone's going to come to her with the fats, right? So I said, why can't you shecht? You can't shecht because we're not going to let you do the mitzvah, the rites of kisya adam. And why don't we let you do kisya adam? Because someone's going to make a mistake and think the fats are permitted. So the reason why I don't let you do kai is because you're going to negate the mitzvah of kisya adam. Right? That's the reason, that's the answer. Why don't we let you do shecht the kai? Because we're not going to let you do the mitzvah of kisya adam. Why don't we let you do kisya adam? That's because someone's going to think that it's really a chaya, and they're going to eat the fats.
It's almost a continuation of the next Mishnah, because you could say, why can't he just do it in his own house? Nobody did another thing. He knows it's a chaya. He's doing it maybe in his own house, that's a finish.
Come in.
Yes, me.
Yes, sir.
I mean, in your own gated courtyard, whatever it is, nobody can see you.
That's what I'm really mean in the house. Yeah. Last day, Allah, the Mishnah Berurah, Allah Yirchas. Five lines down the Mishnah Berurah, on the bottom, on the right, on the bottom, downstairs, Yirchas, by the big Yirchas. What is saying? Sif Kot in the Tadik way. Koi, Pirish, what does it mean? The Yesh Oid Min Koi. There's also a type, a species of Koi, Shehu Briya Bifnei Asma, which is the creation in itself. So who is Safik Chaya, Safik Mehmet? There's a doubt whether it's a Chaya or Mehmet. We don't know which family it belongs to. So what do we say? Yavinan Luhu, we give to them Chumre Shneim, we give it both Chumre, we give both stringencies. First of all, the Te'unik Kisoy, they need to be covered Kechaya. They need to be covered like a Chaya. And Chalmon Aser Kebehema, also the Chalim is Aser like a Behema. Fine. So we're saying two things.
That will make it more to. Is it a definite mitzvah that covers the Torah? It's a chayah.
Right.
If it's not, is it a negative mitzvah not to cover the Torah?
It's interesting. It's not a but we're not allowed to let you. You're not allowed to go lachatchila put yourself in a situation where you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. It's an isra asay. You're doing an isra but not doing the asay. It's not called a lois asay. You're negating asay. You're not allowed to negate asay. Which positive mitzvah are you doing? You're not allowed to. So by you shechting, you're putting yourself in a situation where you can't do a mitzvah sase. You're not in a situation where you can't do kisya adam. What about what?
You're saying that the behemah
in a koi,
you cover the blood of the behemah, it's asur. What does that mean, asur?
Because then we have a different issue over here. It's usher because it's usher from the Rabbanah. It's usher on the Rabbanah level, not the Raisa.
Cover the blood of the boys of a suffering, it's a Raisa. Cover the blood. Cover the blood of the Hema is Rabbanah. You don't cover the blood of the Hema.
Stop, you never cover.
Rabbanah,
no.
The Raisa
only says you cover Mid-Ochai. You don't cover. Oh, here's a different issue. They don't let you.
No?
There's no mitzvah to cover the blood of a behemoth. We're saying we don't even let you cover of a chaya. It's a possible chaya over here. We don't let you cover it because someone's going to think that it's really a behemoth.
I understand. What's the law about behemoth?
You don't have to do it. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. It says from the
service.
You
can cover the blood of a
behemoth.
You could if you want to clean your apartment. Yeah, they would say later. Yeah, if you want to clean, have, you don't want dirt flying all over. You don't.
Then why does it say it's up there here?
No, the chelban, the chelav, the fat. The chelbon asar gamei ha. The fat asar.
That's fair.
Fine, let's get
rid of it.
So, what's
your... Why would Chazal go there on the koi even during the chol? Because of Marasayim.
Mar is kasha.
Mm-hmm.
Mar is kasha, yeah. Mar says, because there we could understand. You did it for a safek, because we make you do it, be tircha because of a safek. But on Yom Tov, we don't think we make you tircha on a safek, because we don't make you work hard. We don't want you to work extra hard. So it'll be a safek, but we don't let you do tircha. The Gemara is right before spoke that. Good question. Gemara's question. Yeah. Yes, Miss Gemara. Yeah. Oh, so we said that mitayish utzvi. We said it's because it's from itayish and itzvi, right? Mm-hmm. We said that the Rama said koi. One of the explanations are that it's a crossbreed between a tayish, between a goat, and a tzvi. And a gazelle. Right to the line, right? We meet this heavy. Specifically, a tzvi habo al tayasha. A tzvi that came on the tayasha. Which means, the father is a tzvi, the father is the gazelle, and the mother is the goat, the tayasha. Then, we're telling you to call it, there we have a suffix, if it's, we're not sure if it's considered a chayar behema. Because since the father, since the mother over here is a, the mother is a behema, and the father is a chaya. Here we have a question, how to look at it. How to view this to Adam. The ilu tayisha ba'al atzviya. Because if it was a case where the goat, the father is the goat and the mother is the gazelle. So after the gavke chabay asr, even though still we would say the fats are asr, because it has a father that is a tayish. Still, shechted and oisem biyamtiv. You're allowed to shechted on. You're allowed to shechted on yamtiv. Come before your day, like it's before your day. Seven chav chesef kibum machrenim shalak. It's before over there, which means our case specifically is when the tzvi, when the father is a gazelle and the mother is a goat. If it would be the opposite scenario, then we wouldn't have a question. Meaning like this, it goes after the mother. So like Jews, the animal follows its mother. So if its mother was a tayasha, its mother is a goat, its mother is a behema, right? So it for sure has properties of behema. The question is, maybe it's also a chaya. So maybe it's also a chaya. So since we say maybe it's also a chaya, there we have a suffix. The other way wouldn't be so. That's really bringing in the whole sugi from Yaradeya to Mukhav Chas. Mother. Nefesh Chai.
According to the Levim, are eternal though. So I think it's hectic to use the holiness of this image actually goes by the Father.
Yeah, here it is.
Right. So I can see it the other way also.
I guess the Chai Behema are Kohanim Levim.
And they're by the Midrash also. I mean, they're
also
in the
base of Middash.
Yeah, they're
all in the base of Middash. Yeah, but in Kohen Levi, still, you're right, it's brought to the base of Middash. But Mice does not, you're not, maybe your Kohen and Levi, Kohen should go after his father, but if not, in a regular case, you just go after the.
Kohen. Kohen.
Kohen.
Kohen.
Kohen.
No, but it's only Kohuna that goes after the father. If you're Jewish, still went after the mother.
Right, also, I don't think.
Kohen and Levi, still
good
as go after the mother.
No, not for Kohuna.
But. To be Jewish.
Fine, who gives? He's saying Kohuna. He wants them to be Kohanim. He wants them to be Kohanim. He wants them to guys to be Koi to be a Kohen. So Kohen. Fine. Oh, anyway, let's see next Mishnah Berurah. Tzadik Dalet. Right? He says in Shechter. He says you have a Koi. You're not allowed Shechter on Yom Tov. Why can't you Shechter on Yom Tov? Because you can't do Kisi Adam. Sherei Ef Sher Lachas is Dama. Because it's impossible to cover. It's what Adam Atzi Yom Tov. Tov Atzi Yom Tov. Right? Veshema and maybe Yisbala Bakarka. Maybe it will get swallowed up into the ground. And you will no longer recognize the where it was spelled. Because we're going to say, and we mentioned it earlier, mentioned again, that even after you shech the blood, you could still do kisi adam as long as you could still see where the blood was. But we're afraid you're going to shech it today on Yom Tov. You can't do kisi adam today because of Gzeira Durabanan. So we're going to mix it up with the thing and think that it's really a chay. And you might not be able to do it tonight. It's very possible by tonight, all the blood will be sucked into the ground already. We swallow it up into the ground. Therefore, we don't let you shech because it seems like you're going to get your mitzvah of kisei adar. Now we came to say, even if you have afar muchan, it's not an issue of muks over here. Even if you had afar muchan, it's still aser. Afar muchan, let's see the next mishavurah. Even if you were prepared to explicitly the shame kisoi koi, even if explicitly Arab said, I want to prepare this dirt in order to cover the koi, still, it's not allowed. Still, we don't let you, because it's gzeira. Someone's going to come. Someone's going to see. It's Ma'ar Sinai. Someone's going to come and see that thing. It's a chot. It's really a chai, and they're going to eat the fats. Fa'ayim b'tzlach. Look at the sefer tzlach. Shadaita the davka b'koi shubriyif v'asa. This is all specifically in the case of a koi, which is old creation. I will benayla mitzvi habay al tiyasha. Let's say something is born from a tzvi and a tiyasha. He wants to say, in mechina behedi be'erev yamtu, mekisui, if you appear for kisui adam, mudur lishol esev yamtu, ayin shalom time. So it seems like the tzlach wants to say that this halach would only apply to a real koi, meaning the animal that we don't know which species is part of. But not in a scenario where we know what it is. It's just a crossbreed, a mix between a goat and a gazelle. Then if you prepared the dirt from before, it would be good enough. But that's what the tzlach wants to say. Then it would be good enough. Only in our case, where we're in this suffix, and people are going to get confused, they don't know what it is.
In the case of one case, it's really a suffix, mamash, don't know. The other case, there is an aspect of chaya in either direction. Right?
Yes. If you had a moment from before, you prepared the dirt, then it would be good enough. He wants to let the argument means he's not going like the Ramah that a koi here is a cross for you between a code and a gazelle. He's saying, no, a koi is the regular pshat of koi. Regular pshat of koi is that it's a suffix, it's its own creation, it's its own category. Oh, so why can you shach don yom tov? Because they don't let me do kisi adam. Why don't you let me do kisi adam on a koi? But let's see the next Shavuot Tzadik Rav. Bnei Shavuot, one who sees it is going to think it's a chaya, and they're going to permit the fats. Right, so lemme. So no one should make a mistake, lachshe, to think. They might think that since they see me shachting it on Yom Tov, they'll think, if they see me do kisi adam, they'll think that a koi is already a chay of hadais, is certainly a chay. Why should he think that? With the sharu, since the tircha, from the fact that the Rabbanan made a mutter tircha, said you're allowed to work hard, be Yom Tov. So it must be that there's really a chay, and that's why you're going to do a lacha for it. And yesh kerech be'acham, we know there is power in the hands of Chacham. Levatal mitzvah b'sheva al taseh. To bittle a mitzvah by telling you sit back and do nothing. K'deshal yavid lidei michshol, so you shouldn't come to stumble. For selfie cars will come by say to selfie cars when he's standing and going to do it. Meaning like this. Hadar Rabbanat, what are you saying? Why are you not doing kisi adam? So Rabbanat told you don't do kisi adam, right? We don't really want you to shecht. Let's say you did shecht it. We still don't let you do kisei adam. How could the Rabbanan do that? The Rabbanan, I'm not letting me do a mitzvah d'oraisa. Right now, I have a mitzvah d'oraisa kisei adam, right? Yeah. How could the Rabbanan not let me? Say no, because we go with the regular rule. That they are allowed to tell you sit back and do nothing when they feel necessary. Especially in this case, where they're afraid if they let you do the mitzvah kisei adam, then also come and stand up and do another is the derisa of eating the chela, the fats. Therefore,
okay,
well, we said it's not. We said it could wait, but we said it could be not to be anything less. That's what Shmuel said before. So if it's not, you cannot be able to tell where the blood was spilled. It got swallowed on the ground. He missed him mitzvah kisei adam. Rabbanan don't let you do that. Hasn't he Rishui Nikr said this? Has to be enough for recognizable. I don't know exactly how much, but it seems like it does. Eventually, that shear is gone. Whatever the shear for kisei adam is, eventually some resin, some type, eventually gets sucked in the ground. So it doesn't stay on top of that. It could be, you could always tell where it was. But there's some type of amount of residue left over to, or to still do kisei adam.
If it's the same as need for burial of clothing or something, if it's wounded, is it
to be? Here's the different. Here's sorry.
To be enough blood in the fabric to be able to eat.
Here it's because like the person, right? Because I don't know. Here's three. Here it's right. I don't know the exact shoe of you. So as we said, right? But la'erev in tzadik zayin rishumei v'chul, right? We said in the evening, if you could still tell where it was, right? He goes, so there you should do kisei adam. but already done the Oizen Shneyam, but according to us that we do 2 days of Yom Tov, Tzarech Lanu Akitzur, you have to wait to Kisita as Yom Tov Sheni. Right? You have to wait till the end of the second day before you do Kisita. Fine? Let's see. Go back upstairs. Haggah, right? What's the Rama? The fourth, right? The fourth line on top. Haggah, just the Rama. What does Rama say? When you have this issue, you can't shecht, you can't do kisi adam, even after you shecht it. V'davka sheshechtot to the karen zav. Specifically, when you shecht it in the corner. Hukahai gavna and this and like and the like. So that's why we say you can't cover it because it looks like you're doing kisi adam. So it's a bit confused. Aval im shecht be emzah chatzer, but if that you do it in the middle of your chatzer, middle of your courtyard. Afilu da behema. So not only if it's a dam chai, even if it's a dam behema, yachal lechasas, you're allowed to cover it over. Miyish la'afra mucha. If you have it, okay, here. That really why? Because it's like a graph shal rei. It's like a bucket of manure. V'tzarech lechasas, shalais la'afra kele b'chatzer. You're allowed to cover it, so you shouldn't become more dirty. Everyone's kele lechatzer shouldn't become more dirty. Let's see if it's your tzadik test. Afilu da behema. Tzadik ches. Got it? Feel down the hill. Who mash, but the culture gained the gam koi, the mutlahadis. It sounds like all the more so the dam koi is mutlahadis covered over. Give the law mitzvahs kisa, the terrible the chasm of shamios. Even if there will be no mitzvah kisa adam, if you shech this animal in the middle of your courtyard and you get a huge pile of blood, if you don't have people tripping in and stepping in and getting all dirty, sit here. Disgusting. Right, he's saying you're allowed to cover because it's disgusting. It's like a grass shirt. There's no muktzah when it comes to custom. If you're shuv later, you're not going to make a mistake anymore. I'll have to cover it. Someone will watch it and say, oh, it must be tachai, it's doing kisi adam, and therefore I can eat the fat. I'll say, oh, very nice, he's cleaning his chatzah. He's taking out a sandbag, he doesn't like dirt and dirty chatzah.
It's kind of, that's a situation
more. Yeah. Not right there. Yeah. Okay. So what do we say? The young report, someone's going to say, mechaseh, why is he covering it? Bishvoshalis lachlu kelim says kelim shouldn't get dirty. His clothing shouldn't get dirty. First, looking at Magar Avraham, the Magar Avraham is going to be, he shouldn't be meikah. Only cover shirak sheikh shemachavim beemes, which you really intended. Bishvoshalis lachlu kelim. You have to really be covering it that you shouldn't get dirty, not for the mitzvah of kisei adam. Al-Macham Rakel Shem says kisei aser ayin bi'alacha. So the Magar Avraham wants to say that. So what are we saying here? Fine. So what do we say? Even if you have dirt that's ready, we still don't let you, let you cover it on Yom Tov because this is zero. What is the name of Shavuot Tzadik test? Because going, for example, Shehechnes, you brought in a like kupasa, your full basket, let's say, of Afar Mistam. He stopped brought in a basket of dirt, specifically like Tzayim. Like we mentioned, Sifiyot Tzayim. Oy, or Shehech Lechaz, but you prepared to cover over Tzayim, the child. Mukhan Gamma says, consider Mukhan. He said, that was all when it's in the corner of your yard. If it's in the middle of your courtyard, you're allowed to cover it even on Yom Tov. Why? Because then it's like a graph story, it's being disgusting, and you're allowed to Chazal break down their gzeiros. They don't mind if you cover it over, you take it out. Right? That's always Chazal's thing. Graph story is always mutter, it's not mukhtar. That was a graph story, it's a chasa. It's right to learn. Shetaka l'chasa is ke graph. Fine. Let's go back up. Let's see halacha your test. This is the bottom of our Gemara also. Let's see halacha your test. Shachat behem l'chayva. If let's say you split it a behema chaya and if all together, then it's Arab dam and their blood get all mixed together. So, could he do kisi adam on this on Yom Tov? It's going to be extra work for me because I have blood in here that's from a behema that does not need kisi adam. So, shal behem chaya and if it's Arab dam, yeshla offer mukhar ayefikir. You have offer mukhar ayefikir. Im yachal achas ayefikir achas. If you're able to cover it with one faithful, she ain't a tzarach laharos. Bishvil. So what does this mean? What does halacha mean? If you slaughtered a behema, chaya, and a oif, right? And you have what to cover with it, halacha is, you can't work extra hard for your behema, because you're not allowed to do tircha on Yom Tov, right? Therefore we tell you don't cover it at all. Since you have behema blood mixes, we tell you don't cover it at all. Let's see the shavrua. Shach behema chaya in the bottom of page computer Aleph. 5 lines at the bottom. and the Mishnah Berurah follows the Hashach Behem Chaya. But who did so? The same halacha would apply would be Koy V'Chaya. Koy V'Chaya also with the same halacha. It's the scenario where we're not sure if you need to mix to cover the blood. Then this arad on the blood gas mixed up by a dam chayim Reuben. And let's see the dam and chayim are more. If there is so much blood for the chaya, that if you, let's say you take the amount of blood that we have for the behemoth, you turn it into water, substitute it for water, do experiment, and you mix the dam of the chaya in there. So if you could still see the color of the dam, this is considered dam chaya. So figure out how much dam chaya there is, how much the other dam there is. So take dam chaya, plus...
You don't need a lot, it sounds like.
Why not? I'm not sure what you... So saying that if it still looks like it's red, it doesn't have to be that much, then already it's considered dam chaya and you're allowed to cover. Chaya, because like I said in the article, we said, but if we said, if you could do it in one shovel full, so the Mishmur says, doesn't really mean only one shovel, a lot of dafka. Like, what do we mean to say? She'in sarach laharbas betotul afar. You're not increasing the amount of your working until offer. So the may have hamish any types. And now we're holding on the top of these 222 and then Shabur. Well, it sound like we're going to say later on.
I have a question. In the more of the Rashi, he mentions the three animals and he mentions an oak, a bird. That, I mean, the more mentions a bird. But the Rashi only mentions Chayim and the Behemoth. What's the deal on the bird? You have to cover the blood of the bird? Hello? Hello?
What?
You have to cover the blood of a bird?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Rashi talk about it? He says one, there's blood of one of these animals you don't have to cover. Why did he say two?
I'm not sure.
What?
I don't know.
First question?
You saw that answer?
I didn't hear you right.
Why did Rashi exclude fowl? A bird. Yeah, it's a mixture of blood.
You mentioned in the Gemara. The Behemoth, the Chaya, and the bird. Rashi says, one talks about if one of them is the name of one of the Chaya.
There's not to say the other one, there's not to come after.
Yeah, the two's enough?
Yeah,
but the two opposing opinions?
It's a difference.
Where's Rashi?
Yeah.
Where's Rashi?
But just to mix it,
where does Rashi?
Wait. It doesn't have to be doctor, so it's just saying that in the case that it's Mr. Rep, in the case that it's joined together, it doesn't matter if there's 2, 3, or 50.
even one needs.
The second of the bottom line, Rashi.
There is one that needs to be covered. There's two, really. There's two that need to be covered, right? Doesn't the bird need to be covered? The bird? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, second of the line to the bottom, the Rashi. There's one that needs to be covered. You see, there's two, huh?
You can say one from the...
No, it's one. It's blood of bird.
The two of the three need to be covered.
It's we're mixing chaya with the blood of chaya with the blood of bird with the blood of Nehemiah.
And all three.
All three were mixed?
Yeah.
The Gemara says all three. The Gemara says all three. But I think Rashi is just not being so specific.
Two's enough. You have a Nehemiah and a chaya between the chaya.
He didn't have to, that's what he said.
He didn't have to come on to it. Yeah, that's
if it's a bird, there's not that much more blood. If it's a behemoth, there will be a lot more blood.
Right.
Can you say why Rashi say one here? I don't know why Rashi said one. Let's see the last halacha chaf. Let's go to halacha chaf. Stop over here. Let's see halacha chaf. Page 222. Shachat Sibram Erev Yomtov. The Loi Kisa Damai. Let's say you shechted a bird on Erev Yom Tov and you forgot to do Kisi Adam. Lo yichasenu with Yom Tov, you cannot do it on Yom Tov because you could have done it yesterday. Any malacha you could have done yesterday, even a drabbana, you could have done mukta yesterday. We don't want you touching dirt today. So even though it's prepared, we don't want you working hard today. So since you could have done it yesterday, it's okay. And it's not taking away from your Simchas Yaptiv. Because you're still allowed to eat the bird, even if you didn't do Kisi Adam. So if you should have done Kisi Adam yesterday, too bad. You can't do Kisi Adam today. Fine. Shkeh, stop it.
You could not have done it yesterday.
Then maybe you can. If you could not have your oinus, maybe you could do it. We're talking about a case where you could have.
You could.
It could be because we wanted.
Then you could still
cover it. Possibly, yeah. Possibly we wanted. Only because you could have done it. That was the whole reason. But if you couldn't have your oinus, could be, I'm not sure, could be we wanted. What?
Lose your
command. Yeah, your putter's question is if you're allowed to do it now. Right, he wants to say, your putter. It's a good question.
When he came up, I don't know. Whatever he covered the blood, we're going to allow him to do it on Yantik?
It's a good question.
This was Rob's question, right?
We're saying, since you could have done it yesterday, we don't let you do Kisi Adam. Let's say you personally couldn't have done it yesterday. It was possible to be done. You personally couldn't do it yesterday. Somebody came up. Are we still saying you can't do Kisi Adam today?
That's not Yom Tov.
It's Yom Tov.
It's 2 days Yom Tov. We say you have to wait for 2 days Yom Tov.
You shachted it yesterday, and you want to do Kisi Adam on Yom Tov. Right. So you say you're not going to do Kisi Adam.
Why not?
Well, let's say I'm honest. So still you can't. Too bad, it doesn't matter. He's saying he's still there. We have Paskins.
No.
I would say
how's
in the case of the bread, as opposed to because in the case of the bread, you have the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov to in the case of Kisi Adam, you don't have Simchas Yom Tov over there. You don't need to do it.
Right.
But in the case of the bread, maybe they're gonna say you're an onus and then you'd be able to there it's more likely. In the case of Kisi Adam, it wouldn't be as likely.
We
don't do it. We don't let you do it.
You're saying you shacked it before Yom Tov, right?
Yeah.
So, on the case of you shacking on Yom Tov, you still can't do it, and you have more of a reason to say you can cover the blood. All the more so if you shacked it before Yom Tov and it's not covered, you wouldn't be able to cover the blood.
No, in a regular animal, in a tzipor, not in a koi, in a tzipor, a regular bird.
Ah.
A regular bird.
This was Robert's sword, right? Part of the top.
Robert in the koi. I don't know.
Could be a situation like you were delaying the end. Beyond his ability to do.
Right.
So not the end was a minute before sundown, he managed to slaughter.
He's
slaughtering to the Yom Tov.
Called Zericha. Why not? Why wouldn't you be able to do
it? Because you could have, it was possible to do it yesterday. No, because that is different. You did
it
yesterday.
Yeah, but you didn't mess up on me. You could still do it.
Can you do it?
Because you can still see it.
We don't let you do Tercha and Mukta. We don't let you do Tercha.
Why is it Tircha? It's a mitzvah. It's called Tircha.
Any mitzvah you could have done.
And it's Vada. It's called Tircha.
It's reading Mar.
Stay Mar.
Why is it?
It comes out now.
Because the Mar says you can't do it. Wow. They're just asking a case. Why is it you can't do it? As well as the case, let's say I was an honest. How do you still can't do it? If you shackled it yesterday and do it, it is possible in the world to do it yesterday to Kisi Adam. Even if you didn't do it, somebody came up. Too bad. You missed your Kisi Adam. You can't do it. If you shout yes, you can't do Kisi Adam today, even if it's something came up. Even if you're honest, it seems like you still can. Because if any malacha that could have been done yesterday, we don't let you do today. Even though you couldn't do it, you were honest, but anything that could have been.
You could not have done it.
Any sentence can, in general, be done. We don't let you do it. No, for sure. Pashka. Oh, for sure. So it's Sunday, Hashem, new Mishnah.